Hello and welcome to the April 20th, 2012 Video Game Podcast Entertainment Earth. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them. This week we had some, what do we got? Was this last week? It may have been last week. I don't remember. But either way, I'm going to talk about it again. Last week, or this week, the two guys from Andromeda, who developed the PC Space Quest games back in the 1980s, announced they're going to make a new game they're currently calling the Two Guys Space Venture, which is like a new Space Quest game, but not. We don't really have any details yet. They're not asking for Kickstarter money, but it looks like a lot of guys who made the old Sierra Online 1980s PC adventure games are getting back into work, and a lot of them are doing Kickstarter. So that's interesting to watch. I'm gonna guess a lot of you guys didn't play those. I didn't even play that many of them myself. I was fascinated by them, and I had a couple. But I think I only owned three or four. And they were good. They were fun. They predated point-and-click adventure games. A lot of them had a guy walked around, and you had to enter command lines, like lick rock, or steal wires, or, you know, take gems, stuff like that. So it's very interesting. I'd like to know what's going on there, but I don't know. So let's move on to downloads. PlayStation 3 got House of the Dead 4, Dead Rising 2 off the record, and NHL 12. The PS Vita, that's the new portable PlayStation, got Stardrone Extreme and Disgaea 3, Absence of Detention. These names for games are just getting so much worse. In my day, it was like Section Z and Trojan and Karnov, and now there's like Absences of Detention. I already don't care what this game's about. I don't even know. Xbox 360 got Trials Evolution. The Nintendo DSi got Kid Icarus 3D. In case you didn't get the pre-order version earlier, you can get this one now. And let me pull up my notes because I screwed up. It also got a game called I Must Run, which sounds like some degree of fun, I gotta say, because I must talk about I Must Run. And that is pretty much it. What do we got? Oh, we got an ad. The ad part of our show. I'm not going to put an echo in because I'm feeling lazy. The Wonder Woman sale is here. You get a free Save the Earth Wonder Woman tote bag when you spend $25 on Wonder Woman Entertainment Earth. This includes pop vinyl figures, and you know you want those. Seriously, you do. They're great. Our Weta sale ends Tuesday. Free shipping on Weta items. And new additions this week include a Namco 11-in-1 TV game set with a Pac-Man joystick. This actually is designed to let you get to see a kill screen, like we talked about in King of Kong. I mentioned this in our Toy Fair podcast. I thought it was really, really exciting. It's one of the neatest things Bandai or Bondi or whatever you want to call them. They're doing something great because they merged with Namco a few years ago, and now they can do stuff like this. The Jack's Pacific license, they used to make TV games exclusively pretty much, is over, so they're going to make this newer, arguably improved version of the game, and it's up on our website to order now. We also added some Halo 4 stuff, including the Halo 4 Series 1 action figure 5-pack. You might say, that's great. What 5 figures do I get? And I have to tell you, I don't know. They don't tell us. It's a secret. It's a mystery thing. So we can take orders now, and you get a Master Chief and 4 other figures for like 40, 50 bucks, which isn't bad. Let me actually pull that up. I don't remember. I know it was in that range, but I need to start writing things down because you're asking me, how much is that, Adam? And I have to tell you, I don't know. It's $59.99, so that's $12 a figure. Not bad. We'll have more details soon, but the game isn't coming out till later in the year, and a new developer is taking over from Bungie, so we will see how this turns out, and I'm guessing it's going to be pretty exciting and a hot seller. So, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Podcast. You can check out hundreds of more exciting video game items at entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp. You can also check out thousands of items on our website. We've got like 14,000. I can tell you how many we got if we just... You just wait for a second. You're not doing anything, are you? I'm going to go check the website and tell you how many items we have on it right now. Did I mention I have really fast internet and zero patience? We have 14,571 items on our website right now. That's a lot of items, and you can get some pretty good deals on a lot of them. We got Big Bang Theory baubles and Marvel X-23 statues and Wheatley from Portal, a flashlight. It looks really great. It'll go great with the Stephen Merchant episode of WTF you listened to this week, I assume. I don't know. I assume you listen to the same podcast I do. Anyway, I'm babbling. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Podcast. Thanks for your order. And I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Ent Earth. Thank you. Goodbye.